Hello and welcome to day two of my quest to find the best apps. Today we're covering Reader, which has two E's, like the word feed. Reader is an RSS reader, and an RSS reader is quite important for me, so I spent, a good 5 minutes comparing RSS readers. It seems like Newsstand seems to be most popular at the moment, but I had a look around, and Reader is an up-and-coming one, and it's had a lot of great reviews. Like Twitter apps, all RSS readers have 90% of the same functions. You've got Star, integration with Google Reader, Read It Later, Twitter, Notes, the same kind of things. But just like Twitter apps as well, some of them are terrible and some of them are excellent. So, right, the interface. The interface is slick. That's all I can say. You don't have buttons everywhere. You have a list. You tap it to go further in. You can go back like any other app. But what's really cool is that you can slide the list item left to mark it red, or slide it right to star, which works really well. It's really elegant. Once you select on an article, it has a really nice way of displaying it. It's quite hard to really explain. I'll show a picture. It just looks nice, and it plays embedded YouTube links. So obviously embedded images you get shown, but a lot of websites I go on have embedded YouTube videos, and whereas some other readers might not be able to play that. This has no problem with that, and it's really, really nicely integrated. It syncs with Google Reader, which is important for me, because I use that on my PC and my laptop, and I don't want to have to read everything twice. You can add an article to Read It Later, which is quite useful, if I want to read it later. You can publish to Twitter to share it, which is all, you know, all nice and integrated. And yeah, so it's a nice RSS reader. It's only £1.80 in the App Store. I'll provide a link. If you like the idea of it, then go ahead. £1.80. It's not expensive. And I'll post the link. All right, that's today done. Over and out.